and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Get the compact tractor you've been dreaming of with $0 down and 0% interest. Prairie Land Partners is excited to offer exclusive and unbeatable prices on 1 through 5 series John Deere compact utility tractors. Tackle your hardest projects with ease from the seat of a John Deere and go easy on your finances with Prairie Land Partners. Stop by or give them a call to hear about their unbeatable fall pricing on all compact utility tractors. Some restrictions apply. See PrairieLandPartners.com for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us. Monday morning, first full week of October, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State University Department of Music Chair Alan Comstock, and to preview the Music Gala Annual Benefit Concert coming up this weekend. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron. Morning, Chuck. I'm great. How are you guys?
Outstanding so far. How pleased are you that you've got the gala now officially less than a week out?
Oh, we are really excited about this one. This is going to be a big one.
It's
going to be a big one. Well, tell us, Alan, how big and why?
Okay, well, it has 100% to do with our guest artist, who is a Grammy Award winning and a multi-Grammy nominated classical guitarist named Berta Rojas. And Berta is one of the top 10 classical guitarists in the world. She is a household name in South America. In fact, she is so famous in South America that Toyota has made at least two commercials featuring her driving their cars. If you want to see that, they're just awesome commercials, and you can just Google it and find it on YouTube. And they don't even need to mention who she is, because she is so famous. She has won many, many, many national awards in her home country of Paraguay. And one has to understand that in South America, guitar is like the national instrument of the entire continent. And if your audience has never heard a classical guitar concert, I would strongly encourage them to go. First of all, you'd never hear a better one. But secondly, it's just absolutely beautiful music. And there are a lot of guitarists out there, and, you know, I'm sure many of your listeners have dabbled in classical guitar, and it's tough. It's very difficult, but it's also just extremely gorgeous music. And it will be nice because it also will have a Latin flair. So there's some rhythmic spiciness to it, as well as just really gorgeous stuff.
I love that rhythmic spiciness.
Yeah, well put there. Yeah, Berta Rojas will be the featured performer. Music Gala Annual Benefit Concert, Albert Taylor Hall, coming up Saturday night, 7:30. General admission only $25. And this is a big concert for you, Alan, on an annual basis, because it's very important. The money raised here goes to scholarships, correct?
Absolutely. All of the money goes towards scholarships. And this is a special fund. Most of our scholarships are endowed, and they're very specific. So you have to be a clarinet player from Lyon County who's studying music ed. Then there are different levels. We can't find somebody who fits that category. We can go to our second choice or our third choice. However, we rely on students from all majors, and many students end up coming to ESU regardless of their major, because they can continue to participate in music. Because if you're a high school kid, you put a lot of time and effort and love into learning your instrument or singing in your choir, and they want to continue with that. And many times students can't come to ESU unless they can cobble together a scholarship package, and that's true with any university. However, with ESU, we get a lot of first-generation students. We get a lot of students from less affluent background, and so this source of money is really important, not just for the music program, but for the entire university. But we would not be able to have, or it would be very difficult to put together an orchestra the choir that we want to, the band that we want to, if we didn't have this source of funding. So this is a hugely important funding source for scholarships for us.
You think people, when you put that in front of folks, kind of like a light bulb goes off and like, oh yeah, you know, we're helping a lot of students, and maybe I was in that boat or something like that when I was going through school, and people may not, you know, maybe initially realize that, you know, this is helping students across the spectrum, you know, anybody that enjoys music, as opposed to, like you said, the far more niche scholarships that you have already.
Boy, that is an awesome question, and it's so true, especially at a school like ESU, because if you're at a big prestige school, you go in there and only the upperclassmen and the graduate students are going to be in the top ensembles. At ESU, they're open to anyone, and so we offer opportunities that in some ways that larger schools don't offer, and so many students would not be able to come here if it wasn't for this. And, you know, that is important to remember that this is a scholarship fund for the entire university. And yeah, I think you're right that when you mention that, a light bulb does kind of go off. And, you know, there are probably some of your listeners right now who came here for that very reason.
Well, and also, Alan, this is just a big event. It's a wonderful gathering annually on the campus of Emporia State, the music department's Music Gala annual benefit concert. And I know that you also have an induction into the Frank A. Beach Hall of Distinction. Will that be happening Saturday night?
It certainly will be, and I am so personally tickled by this one because a long-term friend of mine, Dr. James Starr, and I mean, I personally love the Starr family. They are an Emporia institution. And I've known Jim and Bonnie, I've been here almost 30 years, and I've known them that entire time, and I consider them very close friends. And they are just outstanding people, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know them, or know members of the extended family. And they are just the most wonderful people. And Jim was such a wonderful musician, and they contributed so much to strings, the growth of strings in Emporia, and all of their kids play violins, and I think some of them even play the cello, and they are just the most fantastic people. And so and Jim, he was here for 33 years and contributed so much to both the community and the university. And so this is one that we've been waiting for, and so I speak for the entire music faculty, we are just so happy to be able to feature him this year. So yes, we will be inducting him into the Frank A. Beach Hall of Distinction at intermission, and that is something where we honor someone who has been a significant force of good for the music department, and nobody fits that description better than Jim Starr.
Boy, you look at the you know, the contributions of the Starr family, you know, Jim and Jeremy, who, you know, were both, I think, what is it, the previous iteration of Emporia Symphony Orchestra, the current iteration of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, long-lasting impact, to say the least, of the entire family.
Oh, absolutely true. I actually, when I first got here, I conducted the Emporia Symphony for a few years, and then it went on a hiatus for a little while, and when I became chair, one of my absolute very first tasks was to revive the orchestra, and it just so happened that Jeremy Starr was graduating with his doctorate in orchestral conducting and violin, and that's been the pairing of the orchestra, and it was extremely, extremely fortunate that his father was retiring just as he was becoming eligible for the position. And so we were lucky to get him for a while.
Yeah, and it certainly has been doing wonderful work, too. The Symphony Orchestra, really outstanding to have here in Emporia. They've done wonderful work over the past number of years that we've been able to watch them here in Emporia. But mark your calendars, folks. October 7th, Albert Taylor Hall, Emporia State's Music Gala Benefit Concert featuring Bertha Rojas, who has been ranked amongst the most influential women in the Hispanic world That says something, too. That says something, right there, yeah. Doesn't it? So,
absolutely. And that's, you know, part of the reason that she's been so recognized. I would encourage your listeners to Google her. She has a pretty extensive Wikipedia page, and the number of awards that she has won is just astonishing. These aren't musical awards. These are for promoting classical music. She's considered a national hero in Paraguay. She's had a very substantial impact on promoting women. So she's just an outstanding, and she's a very elegant, just a wonderful person. And so she'll be a great representative of the guitar and of classical music. And again, I want to stress, your audience will just love this concert. It'll be one of the most beautiful things they've ever heard.
All right, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall this Saturday. Alan, how can we get our tickets?
Okay, you can order them online. You can buy them at the door.
And general admission, $25.
Correct.
That's it.
Awesome. Sounds good. Alan, are we missing anything? Have we left any stone unturned here this morning?
Oh, nope. I think we've covered it all.
All right, Alan. Good deal. We appreciate your time, and best of luck here this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Emporia State Department of Music Chair Alan Comstock previewing the Music Gala Annual Benefit Concert, Albert Taylor Hall, 7:30 p.m., featuring classical guitarist Bertha Rojas.
All right. Boy, you are not going to be disappointed there.
No, not at all.
Wow. It's going to be great stuff. I want to let you know, too, that if you want to be get your event or an activity that's highlighted on our morning show, specifically our Newsmaker segment, you can't do this week because we're full, and most of next week is full already. The only two dates that we have for next week are the 10th and the 13th. So let us know if you want either of those, 620-342-1400, or email us kvoe@kvoe.com. We'll be looking at an event a little bit further out in October here for tomorrow's Newsmaker spot as Lisa Fuller promotes the annual Gary Fuller Shootout.
And our primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 7:34, 64 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Emporia State University's Office of International Education is looking for host families to host students from Denmark.